This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Tuesday, November 1st, 2016. I'm Michael Longy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. During a sit-down with Chris Berman on ESPN's Monday Night Countdown show, Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly made it known that he thinks Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. Kelly said, quote, "I don't mind saying that. The consistency, every single year he does it. And he doesn't have all the greatest players around him. A lot of times they're in and out. Welker's gone, a couple other guys are gone. He does have a great win in Gronkowski, but the thing is he makes it work and it doesn't matter who it is," end quote. Kelly, who played quarterback for the Buffalo Bills from 1986 to 1996 and led the Bills to four straight Super Bowls, was seen talking with Brady after New England's 41-25 win over the Bills at New Era Field in Buffalo on Sunday. Reactions to the Jamie Collins trade have been pouring in from all over in the 24-plus hours since the trade was made, with former teammates, former Patriots personnel, and current Patriots coaches all weighing in. Tom Brady told Westwood One Radio on Monday night, quote, "It's always tough to hear news like that with a teammate that I've played with and I've been in so many battles with. Jamie is a great player for our team and I'm sure he'll be a great player for the Cleveland Browns. I'm always sad when we lose a player that I like and someone that I respect like Jamie. It's a tough day, but it's part of the NFL. This is business. Coach Belichick makes these decisions and we as players still have to go out and do our job. That's enough of a challenge as it is. We're in a bye week now, we're at 7-1, so we're in a decent place, and we have our whole season ahead of us," end quote. Safety Devin McCourty told Pro Football Talk, quote, "Jamie is arguably our best defensive player. When you get a guy like Jamie who was here for 4 years on the team, a very productive player, to lose him is a bit shocking to everybody on the team," end quote. Former Patriots assistant and current Fox Sports analyst Michael Lombardi joined Kirk and Callahan morning show on WEI on Tuesday morning and said, among other things, quote, "Watch the tape. Jamie has not played particularly well. Sometimes freelancing is a problem, and I think sometimes effort is a problem," end quote. Linebackers coach Brian Flores was asked about Collins on Tuesday, and he said, quote, "Well, you know, Jamie was a very good player for us. I enjoyed coaching him. He was obviously one of our top players. Always sad to see players leave, but that's part of the business. I mean, did he make mistakes? Absolutely, but everyone makes mistakes. He made more plays than he made mistakes, I would say that. He was a great player for us." Defensive coordinator Matt Patricia had similar sentiments, saying, quote, "Jamie was a great player, great person to be around, a great person to have in the program. Those decisions come up all the time. We're just trying to get ready and move forward and do what we always do," end quote. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow clnsradio.com on Twitter, at clnsradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/clnsfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.